Welcome back to New World Next Week. I'm James Corbett of CorbettReport.com.
And I'm James Evan Pilato of MediaMonarchy.com. I really, really regret having gotten that vaccine. That's the poll quote for this episode. That's not me saying that. Later in the episode, you'll find out who said those words. We have got that buyer's remorse story, plus she's a bricks house. But first, I saw people talking about it in my chat earlier this week, and I didn't think anything of it, and now I definitely do. Real ID requirement for U.S. air travel takes effect, hey, next month. That's about as much warning as we got about Skype getting shut down. 56 currently compliant. Grabbing this from mobileidworld.com. Starting May 7th, 2025, all U.S. air travelers aged 18 and older must present Real ID compliant identification or an acceptable alternative to pass through TSA security checkpoints, aka Fly Anywhere. The requirement stemming from the Real ID Act of 2005 applies to all passengers, including those enrolled in TSA PreCheck, which it dawned on me at some point, that's how people fly with weed. The implementation marks a significant shift in travel identity verification following multiple deadline extensions since the Act's original passage 20 years ago, so that goes without saying. Real ID compliant credentials can be identified by a gold star in the upper right-hand corner. James, it says Uden on it. Gold stars in a police state, not a good look. Alternative, acceptable forms of identification include U.S. passports or passport cards, foreign government-issued passports, Department of Homeland Security, trusted traveler cards, active duty and retired military ID, that'd be a lot, federally recognized tribal ID cards, and transportation worker identification credentials. Current data indicates that approximately 56% of driver's licenses and ID cards in circulation nationwide meet Real ID standards. The Department of Homeland Security, which was created around the same time Real ID was, projects this number will reach a whole 61.2% before the enforcement deadline. So that's a whole 5 points. Transition comes as airports increasingly adopt digital identification systems, several states now offering mobile driver's licenses accepted at TSA checkpoints. I don't know what a mobile driver's license is. They're also saying currently 81% of travelers at TSA checkpoints present an acceptable form of identification. So that's a lot of seemingly competing percentages there. Take a few minutes now to determine what form of photo identification you will use to verify your identity the next time you travel by air, said TSA Federal Security Director KC Wurzbach. Even if you don't have plans to travel by air now, your plans could change. Now is the time to make a plan. Now is the time to make a plan on the thing we've kicked the can down the road on and futzed with for 20 years. James, you ever notice the government's problem is always our emergency? TSA publishes final rule on Real ID enforcement beginning May 7th, 2025. So what, 3 weeks at most? This is from January, that TSA government press release. Why am I only hearing about this now from my buddy in Southeast Asia? Was there maybe some giant distraction going on probably the last several months here in the States? The TSA and other experiments in evil from the Corbett Report, and let's do the time warp again when, yes, even Condé Nast's Wired was touting National Opt-Out Day called against invasive body scanners. That's November 2010. And we've talked about this a lot, James. Every time I fly, God forbid, every day I fly is opt-out day for me. We've even joked that Cassie's rock band will be called Female Opt-Out. Last time I flew, or one of the times right before, I had the handsome gentleman at Albuquerque Sunport feeling me up and whispering, saying, I don't blame you. I don't trust those things either. James?
Yeah, nor should anyone else, I suppose. But there you go, straight from the horse's mouth, as it were. And yes, this is just the sort of the glimpse of the world that we're stepping into with the digital ID. And of course, they always roll it out in the airports for international travel because, you need special pass from the government to move from one magic line to another. So, of course, you need to get this permission. And the only way to do it is to adopt whatever ID they tell you to adopt. And I've just got an email in just today from a listener who's panicking because her 21-year-old daughter needs a passport. How do I get a passport without all this QR code stuff in it? Well, you know what? When if you figure out a way to get past those national borders without that passport that isn't going to land you in an El Salvadorian prison, you know, let me know. I'd be interested to hear. I think this is the type of thing we have to stop before it starts. And once it does, what are you going to do? I guess be a criminal or not travel. Those seem to be your options. But it's not just travel. And to give the international perspective on this, just this past week from Reclaim the Net, Scotland's digital ID scheme raises surveillance and privacy concerns, talking about Scott Account, which seeks to streamline access to government services, including key ones tied to healthcare, benefits, and taxes. What could go wrong? Just as they certainly didn't go wrong when India did that and put a nation of over a billion people on their biometric ID scheme, Aadhaar, which was then, oh, oops, we leaked your details. Sorry, there was a big hack, you know, oops, whatever. And now they're trying to merge that Aadhaar biometric ID in with taxes so that people can just pay with your eyeballs and all of this kind of nonsense. And it's happening here in Japan, the My Number that they're trying to use to tie all of your, they want to tie all of your purchases, all of your government interactions, all of your healthcare, everything into one card that you will use for everything. Wow. Wonderful. Yes, it's happening all over the world. It's happening simultaneously, almost like a coordinated global rollout of a digital ID scheme. And yeah, when you're at the point of, well, I need a passport, and this is the only kind they're going to give me with all the QR code, RFID tracking stuff all over it, you know, what can you do? That's the question. So I think the real root of this problem is the idea that we do need, you know, we need special leave from Her Majesty the Queen, in my case, in order to pass across lines on a map. But until we confront that, I think we're going to be stepping into this nightmare prison. Welcome, friends. At the very least, we can tell you all about it as it happens.
Leave seems like a very appropriate word, James, because that seems to put us into the militaristic setup that they've forced us all into. I noticed many, many years ago they started to refer to people as civilians. It's like, those are the people in war zones. I already have a passport. I have basically used it once to travel abroad, and that was to go have a fantastic time in Japan in 2019. It expires this year. I have already been looking into, is there a way that I can do this online? Do I have to mail it away in hopes that it'll all work and come back? I'll keep you posted on that one as well. That's how we get going on New World Next Week, episode 588. Now, I've got a warning for you. Do not, and if you've done it in the past, you're probably already in trouble. Do not play the drinking game of taking a drink every time Corbett mentions BRICS. BRICS, foreign ministers and national security advisors to meet this month to deliberate on AI. Foreign ministers and national security advisors, NSAs, which could be a confusing acronym, perhaps, to folks here in the States. Foreign ministers and national security advisors of 11 BRICS members will meet later this month in the B, that is Brazil, to firm up and fine-tune the agenda for the July summit with focus on artificial intelligence, climate finance, that sounds like two great tastes that taste great together, cross-border payments initiatives, and reforms of multilateral institutions. The BRICS summit expected to adopt a document on artificial intelligence that is in line with the multilateral approach and a document on climate finance, it has been learnt. The summit will also delve into a BRICS cross-border payment initiative, a non-SWIFT bank initiative mechanism, BRICS Bridge, digital payments, international hotspots, which I don't know, I guess great vacation sites, international security, reforms of multilateral institutions, and priorities of the Global South. The foreign ministers' meeting is expected on April 28th and the 29th, with focus on international hotspots across the globe, including, of course, everybody's favorite, Ukraine and West Asia. It has been learnt. In related news to these cross-border payment systems, Russia expects BRICS payment network to go global, SWIFT's monopoly under threat, that from news.bitcoin.com, and modern diplomacy out of the EU, BRICS game-changing blockchain payment system, the future of global transactions. Now, James, I know that I don't hang around with a lot of people a lot anymore. Why are you the only human in the world that's ever brought up BRICS?
Well, I guess the people you're talking to don't follow real Donald Trump on Truth Social. Quote, the idea that the BRICS countries are trying to move away from the dollar while we stand by and watch is over. All caps. We are going to require a commitment from these seemingly hostile countries that they will neither create a new BRICS currency nor back any other currency to replace the mighty US dollar, or they will face 100% tariffs and should expect to say goodbye to selling into the wonderful US economy, capital E economy. They can go find another sucker nation. There is no chance that BRICS will replace the US dollar in international trade or anywhere else, and any country that tries should say hello to tariffs and goodbye to America. You know, I really got to work on my Trump impersonation because I imagine there will be good cause to use it in the coming years. Huh?
I got nothing on that one.
No? All right. Anyway, yes. So I guess it depends what sources you're following, but I can't escape this kind of BRICS news. And unfortunately, mostly from the people who are like, yay, BRICS are totally going to upend the American empire and bring us a new world of peace and prosperity. For example, Birchgold.com, Peter Reagan had this up recently, the Rio Reset, inside the BRICS scheme to hotwire the global economy, talking about how the new BRICS alliance is working on a gold-backed currency, because they're going to go back to sound money, guys. The thing that they always leave out about this type of negotiation is that, oh, yeah, by the way, the new BRICS payment system that they're bringing in is going to be blockchain, and it's going to be, they are already doing biometric scanning and stuff in Russia for payments. It's, you know, it's going to be the exact same digital infrastructure nightmare, but it'll have a BRICS face on it. Yay! And, oh, by the way, of course, again, when they talk about alternative payment structures and the end of SWIFT, I have written about this before. For example, the cross-border interbank payment system that China set up a decade plus ago, which, oh, by the way, rents space on the SWIFT network to use as their messaging platform. So, and they still have that agreement in place for the would-be poo-pooers of that information. Yeah, the SWIFT alternative uses SWIFT. Wow, what a great idea, guys. So, yes, unfortunately, I am stuck here inundated by news about the geopolitical situation of the phony, staged, manipulated, fake Cold War 2.0/World War III that we're goose-stepping into. And, I guess most people aren't following that. But anyway, it's happening, and I'm just here to let them know it's happening.
James, I had it said to me very recently, I don't use PayPal, I use Venmo. And that's sort of like, I don't like pickles, but I love relish. Speaking of other financial terms, and I'm just joshing on them, I love them. Gold is at a record $3,300 right now. To put that into the context of everything that we're talking about here, I do a great Chief Wiggum impersonation, but I don't have a Trump. I haven't tried to work on a Trump yet either. And you just reminded me, saying that, of course, you have written about most of these things. I'll have to grab the photo. I'll grab the photo. Maybe we can throw it into the show. A Media Monarchy member in Canada this morning said something about going out to their local bakery, and they had a loaf of baked bread sitting on top of the Druthers newspaper, which the cover story was some article by James Corbett. He was like, I like that I can go to my bakery, and they've got James Corbett Media sitting in the doorway. Does your local bakery do that? I was asking the audience. I know yours don't. Our third and final story this week. Oh, good Lord. RFKJ says government will know what causes autism by September. Because they don't know right now. U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert Fitzgerald Kennedy said the agency will lead a global research initiative to investigate the causes of autism spectrum disorder. The announcement came during a cabinet meeting last Thursday, April 10th, with President Donald Trump. According to Kennedy, the effort involves hundreds of scientists and aims to identify environmental contributors to autism by September. Citing rising autism diagnoses, Kennedy pointed to CDC data showing that prevalence has increased from around 1 in 150 children in 2000 to an estimated 1 in 36 today. He said the goal is to identify and reduce exposures potentially linked to the trend. Did we mention on this show, James, that at one of these earlier discussions, Trump said, maybe it's something we spray that other places don't spray. was very interesting to hear him talking about spraying, because he could be talking about the skies or your grass. The goal is to identify and reduce exposures potentially linked to the trend. The CDC has not endorsed a specific environmental cause, which sounds funny. We endorse this cause. Medical experts and autism research advocates have raised questions about the project's design, especially the timeline. That is going to make most average any normie be like, what? They can't research that. I mean, that'd be like rushing out some vaccine really fast. Autism is associated with a range of genetic and developmental factors, and researchers said drawing conclusions within 5 months may not be feasible. It's like cannabis. They just need a couple more centuries to do some research, you guys. Groups including the Autistic Self-Advocacy Network and the Autism Society of America have described the framing of the study as misleading and potentially harmful to public understanding. They got a lot of money riding on this disease train and don't want to stop it. They want you, as we've discussed many times, to stand up to cancer. And all the MasterCard and multinational Kentucky Fried Chicken corporations that sponsor that crap, the cancer creators. So they got a lot of money invested in this. And perhaps worst of all, as is noted, some critics warn that the initiative may revisit theories previously rejected by peer-reviewed research. Like those crazy conspiracy theories where you don't believe your lying eyes. If you've heard that saying before, James, I don't know if you know this one. Classic Marx Brothers bit, Groucho catches Chico doing something. You catch him in the act, he's like, no, no, your perceptions must be wrong. I'm not doing anything bad. Don't believe your own eyes. And that's, again, that's a lot of what the state does constantly. Interesting related story. I really, really regret having gotten the vaccine. Podcasting queen Megyn Kelly rages against the medical establishment. She gave an exclusive to the Daily Mail an update on her health after revealing a doctor's shock diagnosis that she's probably got VAIDS. Vaccine-acquired immune deficiency syndrome. Kelly, host of the Megyn Kelly Show, said she continues to cope with the unspecified autoimmune condition, calling the situation, quote, FG annoying, end quote. James, even the people that were sort of the wishy-washy middle and almost acted like they wanted to become interested in maybe pushing back against something, they're just as damaged as all the dyed-in-the-wool, yay, yay, get your booster and wear a mask kind of people.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm not... I'm not celebrating that. It's a tragedy that it has happened, but well, at any rate, we now have Maha is on the ascendant, right? And so we'll get our answer by September, is it? Let's see. Let's all hold our breath. I am not going to poo-poo whatever actually happens in terms of things that will actually improve people's health, whether it's coming from a government or not. But for what it's worth, I will throw in the HHS.gov press release on this with the RFKJ quotes and the link to the CDC study and all of that, if people are interested in this idea. But, well, on the flip side of this, it's amazing to me that I am only hearing about this after the fact, but here it goes. WHO agrees legally binding pandemic treaty. Just happened 12 hours ago, according to BBC. So there you go. It's now done. Remember that pandemic treaty that, don't worry, guys, it's totally been defanged? Well, here it is, and they just passed it while you weren't looking. While I wasn't looking, even. And I was the one who was covering this story for years. So that's... you know, that's pretty crazy. Obviously, I'll have more to say about that. We'll just throw it in as the related so people can read up on that at the moment. But so I think there are some definitely competing forces at play at the moment. And it I guess it remains to be seen which one is going to win out. But I'm holding my breath waiting for... How's it going, James? Is America healthy again yet?
I feel like every other person you talk to says they know someone or have someone right next to them and their family with cancer. So no, it seems like everybody's kind of sick and only getting sicker. It sucks. I mean, again, you know, I talked at great length. No Effects and Tool and Rage Against the Machine, the anti-establishment punk bands that pushed all this crap, screw them. I have not the tiniest violin I could play for them. But it's, again, it's the sort of middling dum-dums that kind of went along to go along. There's a country artist we like to play on Wednesdays named Carly Pierce. Not political, just regular, nice female country. Oops, she's got myocarditis now. they went along just enough to get just as damaged as everyone else. There we go. Needed that one. The New World Next Week sigh. Of course, we run newworldnextweek.com. That's where you can... no, you can't. You cannot get this Corbett Report shirt. This is the old logo. I'm wearing the classic gear. You can get the brand new Corbett Report shirts and hoodies and beanies. And admittedly, we've let the stock run down a little bit just to kind of see where we are and what we need and what things might sell best and what you guys want the most. I would probably look towards a kind of summer, late summer, like everything's back in stock. Don't quote me on that. NewWorldNextWeek.com also has the DVDs, the USBs, the radio plays, and the music mixes that I've made. And that keeps us again. We got no ads, we got no products to sell you other than our life's work for you. NewWorldNextWeek.com, of course, links to our own websites, MediaMonarchy.com/join and CorbettReport.com/members. James, I think that's probably about it. Do you have anything you might want to mention on air?
Sean? People know Sean by now. They've met him. All right. That's good.
that'll do.
He will just be quietly in the background of all my productions from now on, and no one will ever notice him.
It was new to me this time, so I didn't know if you had already done some sort of announcement.
I just want people in the comments to go, "Who's that guy who's always sitting behind Jay?"
Oh, and of course, imagine all the great made up things that could be speculated about.
Yeah.
I can confirm that is Sean. That is one of Corbett's bandmates. And we had a blast sneaking beers into the karaoke thing that one night.
All right. Don't say that. Oh no. Yeah.
Yep. James, I don't think I can top that. That's 588.
Well, I can confirm the bakeries here do not have Druthers newspaper, nor my articles, but I am looking forward to seeing that picture.
I'll get that to you, for sure. And huge thanks to Media Monarchy member Fudge Trudy for posting that picture. He's always posting pictures of food and stuff that I'm always drooling over. So I'll share that.
Cool. All right. Well, that'll do it for this week. Talk to you again next week.
Thanks, buddy. Take care.
Bye-bye.